Well, a new report shows that the Philadelphia Police Department is struggling to reform its stop and frisk program. It says nearly 7 out of 10 stops last year were of black residents, and many of the interactions were unconstitutional. As Bobby Allen of Here and Now contributor WHYY reports, the city's police department is promising to make big changes.
On a recent Sunday evening, Arthur Schinholster was strolling out of a store holding grocery bags on his way to visit his grandkids in Southwest Philadelphia when he heard someone screaming at him.
Get on the ground. What do you mean get on? I'm walking around in a three-piece suit. You want to tell me to get on the ground? For what? I don't think so.
The incident shook him up. As he was talking to me, he eyed my recording gear and paused.
You look suspicious. I'll be walking around looking at you. I would stop and frisk you. Why? Because you got headphones, a microphone. Who are you?
Well, as a white guy, I'm in the minority of the 200,000 pedestrians who are stopped and frisked by Philly police every year. That's according to David Rudofsky, who was the lead attorney on the 2010 ACLU lawsuit that prompted the periodic reviews. The latest report finds that in 2015, officers stopped black residents far more than their white counterparts. Weapons were recovered less than 1% of the time. A third of all stops were done without thinking someone is suspicious. And Rudofsky says that's illegal.
It's beyond a question of training and review. We're now at the point of accountability. This won't change unless officers and supervisors in the department who are not following the rules are held accountable.
For his part, new police commissioner Richard Ross says change is on the horizon. Captains will look at stop and frisk reports daily instead of quarterly and increase stop and frisk audits. There's also new training.
I mean, I can stand before you right now and tell you just about anything, but we'll have to see what the numbers bear out in the quarters that are coming up.
Stop and frisk was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1968. It just got controversial when groups began to notice that those guidelines are not being followed, and minorities are targeted more than anyone else. In Philadelphia, though, most violent crime happens in black communities, Ross says. So it makes sense that those neighborhoods would be heavily policed.
And if you were to take that away from police officers, you would have chaos on the streets of this nation, not just here.
African-American studies professor Clem Harris of Wesleyan University says high poverty and low education rates are to blame. That old Supreme Court case, Harris says it has given police a lot of power.
Without realizing that the outcome of those types of stops increases the degree of aggravation and agitation among particular communities that are hard hit by them.
Former Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter was a defender of stop and frisk, and he says it cut crime. But against a backdrop of lower city violence, Mayor Jim Kenney campaigned on ending stop and frisk, which was celebrated by black community leaders. Now Kenney is praising the police reforms as a tremendous step forward in police community relations. The ACLU's Rudofsky says Kenney and the police department will be closely watched.
We're willing to give this administration some time to make these corrections. They don't have a lot of time.
Meanwhile, Arthur Schinholster says what stuck with him more than anything was the officer who stopped and patted him down said he looked like a robbery suspect in the area with curly hair and light complexion, a guy from Ohio. That definitely wasn't him.
I ain't never been to Ohio. You know, I'm like, yo, what do you want? I said, what do you got? What do you got on you? I ain't got nothing on me. He said, well, you know, we allowed to stop and frisk you. I said, for real?
And though Police Commissioner Ross says stop and frisk will never completely go away, the hope is that if captains have to check daily on how patrol officers are stopping pedestrians, the lopsided numbers will finally change. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.